that numbers are delinquent?
Yeah, San. So San 447 DID. Yeah, so we need to audit the DIDs to figure out which ones that we say are active that are not, and then we need to go and try to clean that up. Because they're also trying to sign up for BCID, and some of the numbers that they wanted to put in BCID that we just recently bought, we don't actually
know. Do you have the date range of when you think that the particular order in question happened?
The 23rd of September, I believe.
Okay. If somebody looked at all of the DIDs and DID buy, it would become obvious there was a big batch purchased on that day, but you'd think it was 23rd September.
Yeah, I think it's 23rd of September.
Okay. Right. I'm assuming they have the IDs before that.
They do.
As per order history, it's the 12th of September. It's the last day when they purchase the DID.
The what
if
that?
Say that one more time, Gita. According to what?
Order history.
Okay.
It's the 12th of September. Let me check in manage number if you are seeing.
I wonder if this was the they imported. I wonder if they imported these numbers then.
Might be. Let me check in DB.
Yeah. Good question.
I disconnect. Yeah, it's uploaded. ID upload is 71.
Okay. Let me go grab one of the. Hold on. Let me make sure this is. Me and Miles were working on this. Miles. So if that was uploaded, then we just need to go figure out what Zev did that was not.
You can see details of uploads in DID in upload underscore DID tables. So 615 DID uploaded. And description are 2x DID of every letter in US and Canada.
Okay. Now that I know this is an upload, then I need to go scold. I gotta figure out what Zev did that was not correct. Then I thought this was one of the orders that he
did. Did he mean for them to be quote unquote imported numbers in some way and thought it worked differently? Do you think?
No. So basically, instead of going through, they wanted a DID in every LATA, and you can do that quicker through the portal of IntelliQuint. So that's what I think they did.
This was that order he was working on last week. You think he maybe he thought he had them all selected, but he didn't submit the order correctly on IntelliQuint side or something?
That's kind of what I'm picking up.
Okay.
So I need to go sort out with him what he did. And
okay, no issue on our side. Gita, real quick, just...
You died, Eric. Or I lost audio.
No, my screensaver came on and then I went to the corner because now the instant sock to instant screensaver look.
Yeah.
Yeah, it was beautiful.
You can change it back, but yeah.
Yeah, well, I took the screenshots. I'm going to leave it because I'll have to take them again. Gita, could you just quickly type in the chat the table name that contains the order history, and if there's any way we can tell in DID by kind of like what DID came from which order? Not quickly, and it does, and you don't have to do it right now, but could you just outline that? I feel like there's a few process flows. Well, actually, not a few. I feel like there's a lot. I feel like there's a lot of process flows that occur that right now, I'm now at a point where there are so many tables, I'm having a hard time keeping track of the process flows. That's a long-term problem. Like, I kind of think we have some workflow, database workflow documentation stuff we eventually need to find a way to document, but... if we're going to run this down, Derek, I'd love to make sure we kind of knew how to see it, because if he tries it again, I'd like to make sure we know how to tell if it worked right this time.
Well, yeah, I think this is more on a talk point where he grabbed the wrong export before.
But I'd like to be able to tell if we can tell what order he thought he uploaded, so we can compare really specifically which numbers and stuff. And I don't remember which tables are involved now. So again, Gita, it does not have to happen while we are on this call. Perhaps in this case, it doesn't even need to happen today. But just if we can go back through tracking DID order, or finding which table controls the uploaded, or how we tell, and then tying back any keys that tie back to DID by, that'd be super helpful.
Okay. I will.
That was all I had. I think we
in DID by tables, we have a column upload. Upload ID. So if it's a upload ID 0, it means it's a byte number, and if it's a greater than 0, then it's uploaded DIDs. And also in order history,
hold on, sorry.
Do we need to display
field is called field ID upload? Okay, got it. ID upload 0 is bot. Something that's not 0 was done in some other way.
Yes.
Okay, I see some 72s. Let's see a few 72s on OSAN 2221, OTT MASH, okay.
Over.
Yep. Got it. Okay, ID upload. 71s.
And that ID are below
71s are the 447s. Primary key. Got it. Yep. Okay. And I see the 71s in ID upload that tie to SAN 447 on 923. Okay. Yes. So ID upload. To tell uploaded DIDs is ID.
And upload main table are upload underscore DID.
Okay. Hold on a second. Where 0 is purchased. On 0 are either imported or uploaded. And then, sorry, the table for uploads is what again?
Upload tables means which are having the details of the DID.
Yeah, yeah. What was the table name again?
Upload underscore DID.
Upload underscore DID. Okay. Could we, over time, continue to work on... I still believe that, like, if we were working on database nomenclature, if we're talking about tracking DID files that are uploaded, as we continue working forward, I would rather have the database name be DID underscore upload or DID underscore upload underscore tracking or something like that, just so that in the database, everything related to directly DIDs is all kind of combined. I understand that we might be tracking, we might have thought upload was the group, and I'm willing to admit it could be true in this case, but in general, if it's distinctly related to DID or something, if we can try and use nomenclature that's that keeps that within the world of DID, at least I think that would be better, although I do see you have upload, upload DID, and upload media. Do we want to track upload? Or do we want to track the fact it's related to DID or media or something? Because I would have put upload media in the in something related to messaging.
Yes, we are following that structure, but it's a older one. So okay, we will try to rename and map with the correct.
No, we don't have to. You don't have to rename it. No, you don't have to change it. Don't change your code. Don't change table names or anything else. Is there real quick? Just an internal question. In any of these database management tools, Derek or Gita or anyone, like DBeaver that we use, is there a way to search table names?
Yeah.
For okay. So you can search for anything that has the word DID in it or the string.
Yeah. So just in that in that part, there's like a filter at the top. You can just.
Oh crap! Okay, I think I'm seeing it here.
But you there is also a, you know, information schema that you're able to query table names from, do a like on it. So
okay, never mind. You know what? Never mind, Gita. I think my request was probably unnecessary. Disregard what I just said.
Okay, I have a query regarding this. So can we display imported batch in order history so that if anyone are visiting order history, then they can get the all details.
What uses order history?
Currently we are using for the order details when DID order.
Would it show up? Would it show up in the basically? Would it show up in the customer portal view without making any sense if we put it in there? Or like, would it look like an order that they didn't basically put in there?
Means we can display like admin has imported numbers. Because currently we are not displaying anywhere.
Okay.
Important details.
Yeah. So I don't mind. I don't mind. Every time we do something like that, though, if it shows up in the customer portal, the only request I would have, if we double up information, we have to have enough clarity if it shows up in the customer portal that they understand why they're seeing that data in their order history. If it simply shows up in the admin panel and in the database, I also don't mind. Anytime we add something the customer can see, they need to know how it got there. So if we don't have enough fields in the table or we don't have a description for it or something, we need to make sure we have a way to describe how it got there.
Okay, if we have some informational issues on the customer side, then we can display on the admin side so that admin can aware when the DID are uploaded and which one has uploaded. Means we can just differentiate with the IP details so that I know currently one account are used by multiple admin, so
yeah, we're gonna as part of SOC 2, we're going to fix that, right? I think we talked about that. We know how to add additional entries into table user manually right now, but every admin user is going to have to have their own user here pretty quickly.
Did you make that stored procedure to do that, Gita? No, we had talked about that on a call. You were going to make a stored procedure for us to add.
Sorry. Allow me today. I will share it tomorrow.
Okay. Yeah. No. Yeah,
no issue at all.
No issue. It was one of those things we had talked about on a meeting, and it was kind of last minute. So.
Yes, I forgot. Sorry.
That's you're allowed to forget, Gita. You're not Superman.
that is the best comment I have heard in the last several years. Gita actually forgot something. I can't believe it. We forget all the time to respond to stuff and everything else, and Gita finally admitted she forgot something. You almost never forget anything, which is not totally normal. But thank you for saying that. And it's totally okay. So, just share with us tomorrow or something. That's fine.
Yeah, I will share.
Perfect. Okay. So, Derek, we understand what to do with this right now. Gita, I don't mind if you add it to DID history. Just make sure we have enough ways to tell the difference between how it got there. And, that's all. And then we do have to go make a bunch of admin users. So it'll become less fuzzy because admin users will have their own logins pretty quickly. I think once we have that sort of procedure, Derek, that's pretty high on your list of cleanup items, right? Or we can make it pretty high on the list. So.
It is pretty high on the list because I mean, we also, it may be, you know, so Gita, we've kind of landed on, my brain is not working this morning. Apparently the coffee is not flowing. What was the name of the key cloak? We decided we're probably going to go with key cloak for the authentication solution.
Okay.
So we're going to start working on that page, to deploy it and, so you guys can start testing it and doing what you need to for that phase. But we're going to probably end up going that route with Kiko.
Related, but us adding the initial admin users doesn't require us to have that done yet.
Correct. No, I just wanted to let her know that that's the one we've decided to go with, so that way she can start to plan accordingly.
Okay. That was Gita's recommendation, wasn't it? That did come from G Venture Team. Okay, cool. Awesome. Thank you for the good recommendation.
Are you guys using that?
My team has suggested.
Yeah,
no, we are not using.
Oh, okay.
No. We just figure out on behalf of your requirements. So.
You can set it up as a Docker, and then it will scale with you up to through Kubernetes, and so it's pretty accessible. And they're introducing a passkey in the next release, which should be about midway this month or next month.
Okay.
Coming month.
So. Okay, we will work with the Docker image, and I will talk with Vishnu because Vishnu will handle this part. So
we'll probably end up deploying it on in GCP as Kubernetes, just FYI, because we have to use like the web application firewall piece, and that'll have to go through Kubernetes. So
okay,
but you can set up your dev environment on a Docker image without a problem. I mean, that's it. They're pretty much the same.
We didn't use for Signal Mesh, but we are using Docker image for other applications. Even we are using for our development environment also. So we are frequently using that one. So we will. So on which server are you planning to deploy?
Might be a unique one, right? Yeah.
Yeah, it'll be unique, but we'll probably end up pulling it as a Kubernetes cluster initially, and so we'll give you all that information.
Meaning, will be a Google service rather than a traditional VM.
Correct. Well, I mean, kind of, yes, but the way Kubernetes works in Google is they deploy machines in your environment, but it's all scaled and controlled through their Kubernetes engine. So, but we'll get you all that details once we have it up and running, Gita.
I think it's fair to say we haven't done this yet, right?
We've never
done this before, so we have a vague idea of how it works, I think, and we just have to go actually try to make it stand up so we know how it appears.
That's correct. It'll be a new endeavor for all of us.
Yes. The managed Google Kubernetes something VM environment. So once we stand it up, Gita, we'll let you know, and then we can look at it and figure out how does it respond to software, what do you target, all of that.
No, I think that will be good for the solution.
We will all learn something about Google Cloud Platform.
Yes.
Cool. So we're basically, this comes down to, again, just to close it up, to pull a Noah. Derek, you're good talking to Zeth, figuring out what happened with that order. I think we can ID the DIDs pretty easily if we have to go blitz them. And then Gita's going to get us an admin API. She's going to get us a stored proc to go add users to table users. And that closes that topic. Those were the deliverables. Yep. Okay. Yep. All right. Okay.
And,
Carrie, did you have any other support issues, just to make sure? Sorry, Gita. I just want to make sure we don't lose Carrie in this process. And Carrie's on mute, so.
I did not become lost. I just couldn't find my mic.
Yeah,
no, okay. We don't have any.
Okay, so nothing right now. All right, so cool. Okay, great.
Okay, so we have released two items in production, and also we have added validations on, not for all APIs, but we have added validations for the core modules APIs, like all Swagger endpoints, and in panel user management, and payments, and tokens. So we have restricted all APIs. So I believe there will be no breaking endpoints will be available. But if this one is make any issues or create any troubles, so please let us know. Might be it will create a issues.
When you impose the limitations that you just described,
yes.
It, just to be very clear, you limited them to what?
Okay. So earlier, our APIs are dependent with our web application. So we have put it up validations on web applications. Means, suppose you are logging onto the panel, so we have blocked them. Means you have to must enter the username and password. And after that, you can hit our internal API. But if you are going to use that API via any third party like Postman and any other, so you can just send anything. Means you can send blank, you can send any random activity without any pattern. So we are taking all details and we are just hitting the DB. So that was our core problems. So now we are just validating the pattern before interacting with the DB. And we are rejecting if it's not following the proper in patterns, whatever it should be. Yep.
Okay, so essentially you're talking primarily about Swagger or web application API use, and you're making sure that the API requests that are submitted match the expected data that either Swagger or the web application itself would Yeah, okay. Okay. So really right now we're down to those core modules so far. So no more duplicating. If you were looking through your Chrome developer tools and saw an internal API call occur, you can't just turn around and use a different platform with different parameters and send that now. You locked that part down.
Yes. And we are working on the rest of other modules. So it will take time, but we are just doing on the priority basis, which are the which module are more sensitive. So we are covering the first one. Yep. And
Understood. Okay. Understood. We'll watch. Also, if somebody reports strange bugs, if something starts working weirdly, we'll suspect it could be something like that. So.
Okay. So, also, we are just displaying the ID user and ID account on the account basis. So, we are planning to remove that one also. So, we have removed for two modules, but we are working for the other one.
Okay.
So, like that, we have...
So, that way they can't see... Yeah, that way they can't see primary key parameters and stuff and responses that get pushed to the front end. Got it.
Yes.
Okay. Okay. That's fine. All of that's just very good security work. We'll look out for bugs.
Okay. And there are some features. So if any... Okay. We will discuss in next call if you have queries.
We'll let you know. We'll let you know if we see something come up in production. We'll write in the chat. Like we always do.
Okay.
And then they can let us know that they'll let Gita Ma'am know. And we can do our normal deal. Okay, that makes sense. I've already looked through the first pass of this release notes doc. I have to go back and kind of remember exactly which one of the changes each one was talking about, but I didn't see anything that completely confused me, so I think we're good. And then I noted on item 14, you said you upgraded jQuery version. So,
yes.
On item 14, you didn't note what version you got to. I don't know if, Derek, you just need to rerun the tool or if you already knew what the minimum acceptable version was.
I don't know. I'll rerun the... the scanning tool against the database and let me know. So
okay
it's missing from our release note. I will share you in chat what version we have upgraded.
And I'm not sure we knew. I don't know it told us like exactly which version no longer had those vulnerabilities, but if we rerun the tool, it'll tell us if the
Yes, we have tried to upgrade version with the current so that they can support in the current OS.
Okay,
Deepak, please share the jQuery versions in a group. Okay.
Thank you, Deepak.
That's all from our side.
Derek, I'm assuming we definitely are not going out of our way to add additional questions yet. We're still playing significant catch-up.
Yeah, we're still playing. Yeah. I need to go back and start to work through some of the SOC stuff so we can actually get the ball rolling here.
Okay, well, at least we made it... At least we made a little headway knowing that we think we want to use that one open source authentication framework going forward. So that gives Gita and team something new to work with while we stand that up. So I think we're done. We'll just keep it pretty quiet until we get ready to talk about new stuff again. So. Cool. Okay. Thank you, everybody. Have a great night.
Have a good day. Have a good night.
Thank you, everyone. Yeah. Have a nice day.
Absolutely.
Thank you, everyone.
Thank you. Have a good night. We'll talk on Wednesday. Bye now.
No.